Chapter 4. And seven women will grab hold of one man in that day, saying, "We will eat our own bread and wear our own clothing. Only let us be called by your name to take away our disgrace." In that day, what Jehovah makes sprout will be splendid and glorious, and the fruitage of the land will be the pride and beauty of the survivors of Israel. Whoever remains in Zion and is left over in Jerusalem will be called holy, all of those in Jerusalem written down for life. When Jehovah washes away the filth of the daughters of Zion and rinses away the bloodshed of Jerusalem from her midst by the spirit of judgment and by a spirit of burning, Jehovah will also create over the whole site of Mount Zion and over the place of her conventions a cloud and smoke by day and a bright flaming fire by night. For over all the glory there will be a shelter, and there will be a booth for shade by day from the heat and for refuge and protection from storms and the rain.